tend to have tea of an evening, but sometimes that's only toast or cereal or soup or something. But I know it's not only me. I know quite a few people that are in the same position.
Nikki, could I ask Hayley a couple of questions?
By all means.
Please. Hayley, have you by any chance got any animals, dogs or anything like that?
We have got a dog, yeah.
You feed the dog every day?
Yeah, obviously that's a priority along with the children.
Okay. How many animals and pets have you got in the house?
Just one dog.
Just the dog. Okay. Have you got satellite TV?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Have you got clubs? Are you paying through catalogues for clothes?
No, not at all. Nothing. No credit cards, no catalogues, nothing. We can't afford it.
So where's all the money going, Hayley?
All the money?
My partner lost his job a few months ago, so obviously there was and I was on maternity leave. I've not long had my son. And now he's only on 2 days a week. So obviously we're still catching up from when he wasn't working at all. So we're catching up from bills from back then. And then obviously you have your monthly bills every day. So you constantly play catch up. That's where all I'm going to do.
So what you're telling me is you've got big debts from before.
No.
Yes. And when you say your weekly bills now, what sort of weekly bills are we talking about?
It's just catching up with utility bills such as council tax or electricity bills or it's just everyday bills. It's nothing like Sky Telly or black fashion catalogues or anything like that. We've never had them.
I mean, what my suggestion, Nikki, would be that somebody like Hayley need to go and talk to a debt counsellor. And I don't mean somebody you pay. I mean somebody that's available through one of the charities. And it may well be that what you have to do is think about seeking bankruptcy to get rid of some of those debts. Now, I hate having to say that. But you can't be in the position of choosing. You should not be in the position of choosing to pay off old debts or have breakfast. That is nonsense. What's happened here, Nikki, and I think it probably is true for quite a lot of people, is that when the money was coming in, it sounds like there were two salaries coming in and no savings, and life was being lived to the full and a very good life indeed. But when that's no longer the case, when there's no longer money coming in, then you have to evaluate whether you're going to be able to get back to the good life quickly or not, in which case you're going to have to think about maybe declaring yourselves bankrupt.
Hayley, Paul Lewis, who was on earlier on, suggested the Consumer Credit Counselling Service. Do you have their number?
No, I don't know.
Have you got a pen?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Right. 0800...
Yep.
138...
Yep.
1111. 0800 138 1111.
Yeah, that's great.
That would be useful for you. James is with us too. Hello, James.
Can I just say to Edwina that I've never lived life to the full. I don't go out every weekend and I don't... Because you really upset me, to be honest.
Well, Hayley,
don't buy clothes on a weekly basis or anything like that. We've never lived life to the full.
Hayley, yeah, I understand you being upset, but you've done... In the past, you have borrowed money. You've had something, quite a lot of things possibly, where you've not been living... within the income. You've had to borrow. You've just told us that. And borrowed rather a lot, perhaps.
We've all done that, though.
We've all done that. I've done that as well.
Into it, you know.
Absolutely. But that's got to stop.
I've never said I've borrowed money from anywhere.
Then why are you paying off old bills?
That's not borrowing money. That's
yes,
paying
it is.
I'm not asking for help. I'm paying council tax, which everybody has to pay.
Well, you're entitled to a reduction in cash. If you've not got money coming in, Hayley, this is why you need some proper advice.
Well, Hayley, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to speak to you off the air. We're going to give you not just that number, but other means of advice as well. I hear you coming in, James. What would you like to say, James?